Welcome to Enlightenment of Change with Connie Whitman of Whitman & Associates. Here's Connie.
Hi, I'm Connie Whitman, your host, and you're listening to Enlightenment of Change on webtalkradio.net. And I'm really happy you're here today. We actually have a very special edition. Usually the show posts on Monday, but we're doing a Wednesday extra special edition, and we're talking about the virus and the pandemic that it's creating, especially in the United States, but all around the world. And as a business owner, what can we do to keep moving forward in this time of uncertainty? And we have to keep moving forward. So here's my quote for today. I think it really sets the stage for that topic. And the quote is by Peter Marshall, and he says, "When we long for life without difficulties, remember that oaks grow strong in contrary winds and diamonds are made under pressure." So to say that our society is under pressure right now, it almost seems like an understatement, right? Between the health threats and the sense of foreboding, things are getting pretty freaking intense for everybody. Kids are out of school. We're teleworking like crazy. Shopping for almost everything online. I know in New Jersey, all of the stores have closed except for the necessities. If ever we need to really drill down into our sales process and really as business owner to support our clients and build those relationships or continue to build those relationships, it's happening right now for us. So to help us navigate, of course, I brought in an expert. My expert is Lorianne Reeves. She's been on the show many times. She and I always have a great dialogue together. And we're going to discuss, number one, her new book, The Easy Ask, Make More Money Having Simple Sales Conversations. But we're going to put a spin on that, taking the coronavirus into effect. Now, in her book, she unravels the psychology behind sales and running a thriving business. And that's really, I think, where we're going to focus today. Now, Lorianne is a sales and business strategist, professional psychotherapist, speaker, writer, and premier success coach. Now, as an entrepreneur herself for over 20 years, Lorianne helps her clients understand how a business model, sales, marketing plans, that they all have to align to work together for growth, profit, and this is the big one, sustainability in our businesses, especially during difficult times. So please help me welcome back my amazing friend, amazing guest, Lorianne Reeves to the show. So, Lorianne, thanks for coming on.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm loving that we're doing this show because there's just so much fear and anxiety and confusion and uncertainty that I think it's really good that we actually talk about it and talk to folks about what they can control, what they can't control, how they may need to pivot, how they may need to reposition, and just help them out.
Yeah, and I was so excited last week, Lorianne emailed me and said, "Con, I think we definitely need to do a show on this. Everybody's freaking out. Business has stopped. But does that mean we stop?" And of course, the answer is no. What can we control? You said that so beautifully. Certain things we can't control, but what can we control? And that's where Lorianne and I really feel we needed to do the show, just this special episode. And Web Talk was like, yeah, go for it. Let's get that up and out there for everybody to listen to. So I'm excited that all the stars aligned for us to be able to do this. So let's talk about how do we keep our business going, especially, this is unprecedented. So what do we do?
No, great question. So the first thing you have to ask yourself is what type of business do you have? Are you a business that has to be, what you have to offer is something that people need today, right now? Are you a business that it's just nice to have? So once you know which business you have, then the thing you can ask yourself is, should I reposition myself or should I pivot? And so I just wrote an article about repositioning and pivoting during these times. And so if some businesses will thrive during these times. And if you're a thriver, make sure you're hiring the right people and making sure that the plans that you are putting in place, once we're past this, your business will also thrive. So if you are maintaining for the next 6 months, let's say we go 6 months and you can maintain your business for the next 6 months, what you have to do is start messaging your people in a way that repositions you to be helpful and gives more value than you have in the past. And if you only last a month or two, it's time to reposition and pivot at the same time. And if you're a business that's going down the tubes, then you have to pivot, pivot, pivot completely to something new. So that's kind of the guidelines for what to do first. To think about what your business is, how long you can survive, and how much money you're bringing in, or if you're maintaining, or if you're losing completely.
You know, we're seeing, I can't tell you the number of emails. Oh, you need this to survive. And I keep thinking, really, are you the answer? Maybe you are. I don't know, right? I some cases I'm not even, you know, reading further in the email. Be careful where you're spending your money as well, so that we can make sure that we can sustain and pivot and grow and all of those things. I feel like in uncertain times, that's where opportunity is lurking. We just have to make sure we find the right opportunity. So I like how you kind of positioned it. Yeah.
Yeah, so think about this. So right now, there are tons of people reaching out saying they can help you. Most of that stuff is technical, tactical, and that's important. So let me just say one thing about technical and tactical. The foundations, the fundamentals of business don't go away. Do not throw that out the window. So that's one thing. If someone says you got to, you know, do some crazy stuff and not think of the fundamentals of business, then don't buy from them. But the thing you have to do is invest in yourself so you know what to do with your business. And that, what I mean now is getting past the anxiety, the fear, the unknown, the uncertainty, the complexity, get help with that so you are not trying to create from fear and anxiety. Because if you try to create money or sales from fear and anxiety, you're not going to do it. It doesn't happen. So sales are important. And I want you to be able to make offers if you can reposition in a way that you're more valuable right now with the right type of copywriting messaging. So those are the things you should look at. Invest in yourself psychologically, mindset, how you take action. Invest in messaging and copywriting so if you need to reposition or pivot. Otherwise, stick with the fundamentals and just kind of wait and see what shakes out. That's my advice right now.
Yeah, and I think a wait and see to some extent. I mean, you and I are not a wait and see kind of gals, to say the least. And we've been pivoting our business. Both right. Lorianne and I, we laugh. We met a couple of years ago, and our businesses seem to parallel. Even though we're both sales, that's our topic. Right. We come from a different perspective. But yeah, pivoting is important. And a couple of things you just said that I think are important for the listeners. Invest in yourself. If there are business books that you've wanted to read that are true, tried and true for years and years and years, that those foundational business ideas and strategies, now's the time to read and invest in yourself. The other thing you said, being mindful and remaining calm, I think it's also important that we do meditate, that we do exercise. We could still go outside and walk. For, you know, Jersey, spring is coming, right? We could go hiking through parks and stuff, social distancing and all of that. But I think that mind, body, spirit alignment, we need to still be mindful of that so we don't go off the rails and panic. And I think that was well said. And the last thing I wanted to comment on, we should still be selling because whatever you're doing, if you can help someone, help someone. And if you need to charge, even if you need to charge a little bit less than you typically would because you're working more remotely than live, then do what you have to do. But be of service, and especially to your existing clients. Now is the time to continue to build those relationships and fortify the trust that you've built over the years. And don't come from, you said it so well, Lorianne, don't come from panic. Where I got to make a sale, I got to have money coming in. You're not being true to you, but you're not being true to your clients. And that I think is dangerous as well. So selling through integrity during this time, I think that's what we're talking about, is paramount.
Right. So I think absolutely. And we can look at it this way too. I think what's being asked of you right now as a business owner is the ability to lead yourself and family, lead your current clients, lead your potential clients, and lead your business and community. Mm-hmm. And in that order. So the first thing for you, for the listeners, is to think, what is my protocol for my health, what is my protocol for my sanity? Like you mentioned meditation. What is the protocol in the house and how I'm going to work and when I'm going to work? And if you're not used to working at home, Connie and I are used to working at home. This people ask me all the time, how are you? And I go, oh, not much has changed because I'm working from home. Now, I'm not traveling as much. Of course, I'm not traveling at all, and I'm getting a little antsy around that, but I'll work that out. But you must, at this point in time, have a plan for your health and for your sanity first. And so that's what I wanted to dovetail on what you were saying about meditation.
Yeah. And, you know, my kids are home, too. My one son, you know, he's college, and everything is remote, right? So they're all getting a little crazy, but I have to tell you, we're working together as a team. You know, we cleaned Saturday. We went from head to toe in the house. We all took rooms and bathrooms, and we cleaned together. We have to maintain a sanitary environment as well. So we're in this together, and my kids are really stepping up, and we're getting closer as a family, which is kind of nice. You know, you watch a movie here and there and that kind of thing. So it's find the blessings every day. I guess that's another big one for me. Yep. I want now, from the psychologist standpoint, I'd really like to talk about what everyone has a fear signature, right? What are they? How do we identify them? And maybe identify what yours is.
Oh, okay. So everyone has a fear signature, meaning not only every individual, every company, every business, every association, even every country. And so the four major fear signatures are fight, freeze, flight, and faint. And I'm going to give you some examples from the from companies that I saw right at the beginning, when, especially in the airline industry, in the hotel industry, and restaurants. So, you know, Connie and I probably travel a lot, and we've got our frequent flyer. We're high up there. We get extra points and stuff. And I had to call the airline to, of course, cancel. And I'm one of their top flyers. And so you get preferential treatment. And I was not getting preferential treatment because right at the beginning, airlines were – what they were doing, they were fighting for every dollar. As soon as it became clear that they couldn't control this, they relaxed. But right at the beginning, when some of us had to really cancel right up front because our speaking gigs were being canceled, they were there. And that was because the leadership rolled downhill. They were scared for every dollar. So their people were tense with you. And so once they, like I said, they couldn't control it, same thing happened with a hotel chain that I'm one of their top members, and they did the same thing. So that's a fight response. So if you as an individual or one of your clients, it gets testy with you, they're fighting with you out of fear. And so if you know that, then you know how to respond to them in a conversation. Go, oh, how can I help you? It sounds like you're anxious right now. I know I am. So let's talk about that first before we talk about business. So your people skills become even more paramount, and your ability to be agile with your folks is even more important. So that's the first one. When someone fights, and then the next one is someone freezes. Those are the people that are saying nothing's wrong, right? We're still 3 weeks ago. Ah, nothing's wrong. There, and I'm going to say this, and those are some of the real woo people that are saying, oh, just be positive. Of course you have to be positive. Of course you have to be blessed with what you have, but you have to be practical and realistic all at the same time. So freezers are telling us we're still 3 weeks away, and those of us that still want to be positive but realistic and be flexible, those are the three big skills you can have. Excellent. We're not freezing. So there's that. A fainter is someone that goes about their business and hears news. They're taking it in, but they're just like not responding to it, not responding at all, or a company that's not responding with how to have a protocol for their employees. They're aware, but they do nothing. That is a fainter. They're fainting around the situation. And then, of course, we understand the flight people are just kind of this was so interesting. I drove to Dallas. It feels like 3 months ago, but it was just 2 weeks, less than 10 days ago.
Crazy.
To do some work. And when the beginning of everything really started here in the U.S., and you really go from Houston to Dallas, it's really a country ride. There's nothing in between the cities. And in the middle, I stop for gas at this big gas station, and it's packed in the middle of the week. It shouldn't be. Everyone was fleeing to the country or getting their parents out of the nursing home. And I was listening to these conversations and going, there is not one coronavirus 10 days ago that was in that area, but yet people were fleeing. So those are examples of fight, freeze, faint, flight. And everyone has a signature.
Yeah, it's funny. I laughed at the ones where you're the Pollyannas. That's what popped into my head. Everything's okay. Meanwhile, the sky is falling outside and we're saying, no, it's okay. We have to be realistic. And yes, I do agree. We have to remain positive, because if we do run around chasing our tails, the sky is falling, that's counterproductive as well.
Right.
So it's funny. One of my clients, they have a year-long program with banks specifically. And so I was talking to another colleague, one of the other faculty members for this particular organization, and I said, well, we could do Zoom. I said, why? It's a year-long program. You can't just halt it because these people are in the throes. We're halfway done or a third of the way done. So she, and I said, let's do Zoom. It's a wonderful platform. It's inexpensive. Everybody's already, by that point, everybody was working from home remotely. They're still working. They still had it scheduled in their calendar. To me, nothing's going to change. Just instead of physically driving to the location for the class, we're going to do it virtually. So I got on with the executives of that organization and I said, let me show you. And I'm not even an expert on Zoom, but let me show you what the capabilities are. And the one, she bought Zoom for the organization and she started playing. It was so funny. I'm like, you know more than me. I use the basics, right? So we have to slow down, listen to reason, and listen to people's ideas, because to say, no, we can't do virtually. Why can't you? In this situation, it's really going to be an easy transition. It's not, is it going to be weird? Yeah, of course. But are they still going to get the learning they need to? Of course they are. So, you know, your faculty is still good at what they're doing and the topics they're teaching, just that now we can't touch and smile and, you know, we can still smile on Zoom like we're doing here on Skype. So but by pivoting and shifting and seeing alternatives, but you have to be open to listen to people's ideas as well, because there's a lot of good alternatives out there. Are you finding the same thing with your clients?
Absolutely. I was using Zoom way before this, and so it hasn't been a challenge for me. And all my clients use Zoom, because when I'm not teaching in person, I'm virtually teaching using Zoom, because usually I do a combination of both. And so, Zoom at the beginning, it was hard to get on because they were being inundated. They've worked it out. But Zoom is actually a great platform for anyone right now.
Yeah, and anybody listening, if you're in a corporate environment and you need training to happen, because you can't, I know one of my clients, a couple of my clients did a big mass, because positions come available, they hired January, February, March, and then halt. Well, these people still need the skills to do what you're doing. So this virtual platform, and Zoom is awesome because you can do a master class with everybody, and then you could break into subgroups that they could still work on projects and little exercises, and then you come back to the main platform. So Zoom is easy, cheap. It's inexpensive. It's really very affordable. Yeah. Anybody that's saying, oh, it's another thing to buy, truly another affordable platform, and you can still move forward because we could see each other. What would you say, Lorianne, are the three most important aspects of anybody's business right now that they should be concentrating on specifically? If you had to pick three, what would they be?
Well, I mentioned them a little bit before. So the first thing is how you're bringing value to your current clients and your potential clients, because you should not stop selling. It just has to look different. So that's some of the work I'm doing with a couple of my companies, like how can sales leaders, sales managers support their sales folks in the field when they can't be in the field, right? And so it starts, so the first thing is what value you bring, and what are your people skills that you can enhance right now to not only help your people, but teach them how to help your customers, like call them, here's what we can do for you. Have you thought about doing this? Have a plan. But a lot of times what's happening with a lot of sales representatives and sales managers, they're kind of freezing in the moment. They are the ones that are freezing that I'm seeing a lot of. And what needs to happen is to have a conversation around psychologically, how can we help you? And then the tactical piece. So it's the value of that, the messaging of that. I think messaging has become so important right now. And the messaging is all about, this is what we can do so you can survive the next 6 weeks, 6 months, whatever we have to do. Absolutely. So those two pieces. So that's three pieces in the psychological, value and messaging. And then the next level is helping your people also get through this. So a lot of training right now online should be about helping people who have never worked online, how to psychologically get through that, and not just technically how to get through that.
Yeah. The people skills, I think, are going to be paramount. It's funny, all of my clients, we've been talking regularly, emailing. I've been sharing things on LinkedIn, sharing things from Zoom, all of those, because other dynamics that are going on within the organizations beyond what my agreements are. But it was so funny. Two of them in particular, I kind of giggled after the email and the one conversation. And I said, I think that the messaging needs to be really, really clear to your customers now. Put together what you need to. I said, and I'm certainly happy to review it, because you want to make sure the messaging is proper and not you pushing something because you want to make money. What you were saying, that fear, right? Putting that fear out there. And it was so cute. The two of them in particular, they were like, oh, well, this is what we said. And I was like, oh, perfect. You're approaching it the right way. The messaging is good from the executives, right? So I said, let me just see what you're rolling out, because I'm afraid through you get it. But as it whittles down to the players who are actually face connecting with your clients, if the message is kind of doing that, we're missing an opportunity and it could do long-term damage. So it was interesting that they were on the same page and appreciative, of course, but I giggled because I thought, yes, you get it. But what happens when it whittles down? The messaging from you needs to be super, super clear, right?
It does. Super clear, simple, and to the point. And I think for people like you and I, with working with salespeople, we do a lot of copywriting for our people, or review it and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
So that's a skill right now. I feel people should be buying if you can't do it by yourself, because it's going to help you survive the value you're putting out there for your clients. It has to be the right message, not only from the top, but at every single level, where before we used to send things out, we didn't care. But now we have to. And we have to make sure every message is on point.
Yeah. And every employee has to make sure that they're reiterating the correct message. So that was a big point that my clients and I have been talking about. And so they're getting it. Just we have to watch about the dissemination downward that the players who are in front of your customers are, again, delivering. You talked about having the value. People need to know what their value is, I think. So can you give some examples of that value added, that without having to charge your customers more, but that extra value that we could provide in these trying times? I think that's important.
Yeah, so value to me is what you bring to the table that helps your client solve a problem. So it's not benefits. It's not features. It's not like, oh, I'll add an extra call or I'll do this. It's not tangible. Value means that whatever problem your client has right now, you have the ability to help them work through it. Now, during the coronavirus, it's going to change maybe every couple of days because we don't know what's happening. But you are on top of it with your clients and making sure that you are helping them solve a problem. The second piece around that is we've just talked about is the messaging around it. And the third piece around value is that whatever extra you have to do for them, like you helped with the messaging and the copywriting, that needs to happen. So value is your inner worth that you bring to your clients that solves a current problem and problems down the road.
Yeah, and I think it's so important that, and I know myself, Lorianne, and I know you do as well, my clients, they matter to me. Their success matters to me. I mean, in my heart, I feel this way, so that if they need my help, like, oh my gosh, I'm here. Of course I can help you with whatever it is you need with that messaging. Right. Because you and I, that we're good at that. We know how to do this. And the other danger, and I want everybody to really understand this. You might get it. Do your employees, do your sales teams get it? That it's not about I'm better than the competitor. It's not about that anymore. It doesn't matter what the competitors are doing. It's about how can I provide value here and now with the situation to help my clients without, you know, having to charge perhaps, but how do I get them to function? Like my call with the Zoom, right? I showed them what I know. I said, this is what I know. This is how I think we can create it. You need to get on and create tutorials. I can't do that for you, right? But you need to know what the skill level of your employees are. But we need to share that communication and share those ideas. And I think to think that you're reaching out to your clients and saying, so listen, this is what you're missing because now people are home. We can get them on the phone. So this is what you're missing. You should buy this from us. You know, the competitor isn't doing this. Forget about that. You need to talk about how you can help them right here, right now. And there's an element of goodwill in that, I think, for all of the companies listening. Don't you agree?
I agree. I think that there is goodwill, and I'll just take it one step further. Definitely goodwill. My clients right now are getting more from me because they need more of me.
Absolutely.
And because I have something to offer, which is the psychological fortitude to get through this and not lose money and maybe even make money. The second piece is if you have something that is of great value that solves a problem, it's okay to make an offer as long as you do the first part first.
That's right.
The second part is you have something else that you can do, like all those whiskey plants that are making sanitizer now. Some of them are giving away. Some of them are selling it to the government. They're just not gouging anyone. Don't gouge anyone. But that is an offer they created, and now they're selling it because everyone needs it. That's okay. You just created value for the situation. So give, then if you have something else to offer that really solves that the next problem, I should say, then make an offer and give a decent price without gouging anyone.
Absolutely. And they're buckling down on all the gougers too. And you know, me as just a human, part of the human race, when you see the gouging that's happening, it's disgusting to me because this is when we need to be in it together and try to share resources, take care of neighbors, you know, take care of our elderly, all of these things that people are lonely. Sometimes it's just a phone call that we can make, no matter what your business is, and say, hey, I know that there's so much isolation going on, and you know, the elderly clients, they don't have the technology or the ability to get on and Zoom and talk like we're doing so that we don't feel so isolated. You know, pick up the phone and just say, hey, I know there's isolation. How are you doing today? You know, how are your family doing? And then, you know, talking to them, you never know what opportunity is going to come from the conversation as well. And even if you can't help them right here, right now, what can you help them do down the road when everything starts to settle down? But now you have a place in their heart that you came to them in a time of need and just reach out from a humanity perspective of we're here.
Yeah, what human condition we're in now and how to have a human experience that's kind. So that's that personal side of it, and it falls over into the business side.
Totally.
And yeah, and depending what your business is, then you have a lot of daily decisions to make.
Yeah.
That is important to think about, and making sure what you decide today will set the course for the next 3 years.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that because your reputation could really be made here. Your reputation could be destroyed. So we have to make sure we navigate properly. So leadership, last thing before our time is up, but leadership, you know, and I think that's what we're both saying is key and exponentially important now. It's always important, but exponentially now. The question is, do people know how to lead? So what are some tips so that we put our best foot forward and have, you know, the little ducklings behind us, so to speak, be able to follow in course and do it properly?
Yeah. So the first thing in most of corporate America and any business, most people lead by doing. And that, when nothing's going wrong, that's okay. But really what you have to learn now and dig deep in is, how do you be as a leader? How are you truly being as a leader? And that's what I meant earlier when I said lead yourself, lead your clients, lead your potential clients, lead your community, lead your business. And what that, and what you have to know is, the most important thing around leadership right now is introspection, and to look at it outside of the fear factor. And where have you really stood tall? Like, I stand tall in crisis. I've always had that in my business. I grew up in my family like that. It's something that I've always done. So I'm busier, like we said before we got on, more than ever. Well, you and I are busier more than ever.
It's true.
Of that. But no, like, my leadership comes from how I speak to people, because I teach people how to have conversations. How do people respond to you the best? And that will be your number one way to lead. There's so much more I could talk about on leadership, but the first thing is about, know how you lead, how you are being as a leader. Just don't do work just to occupy yourself because you're at home or you don't know what to do. Because what you end up doing is making the situation more complex than it needs to be. The second thing about being a leader is, most companies regret a lot of leadership development they have bought, because leadership development programs do not consider what's going on psychologically. And that, just before this, there is a movement within leadership development programs on how to teach leadership about being a leader, being psychologically sound as a leader, not just the skills.
Sure.
So the skills are contextual, meaning what is going on today. The skills you had before as a leader prior to the coronavirus are not a lot of them are not the ones you need right now. The biggest leadership skill you can have right now is how to have a conversation with everyone that inspires them and doesn't frighten them.
Yeah. And I have to give you two examples. One of the last days I was training, before everything went crazy, the CEO walked in. This was early on. And
right.
The CEO knocked and came into the training room. And I hadn't seen him in a while. I was happy to see him. And he said, I just want to take a moment. I said, of course. And he addressed everybody. He said, first and foremost, he goes, and when it was funny because I hadn't seen him, natural instinct, I went to hug him and he looked at me like, are you out of your mind? And he put the elbow up and I'm like, ah, you know, but what can I tell you? It's a habit. So we elbow, which was really kind of cute. Everybody laughed. But he said to everybody, hear me and hear me clearly. No panicking allowed. We're working this out every day. We're talking about this. We will keep you safe. You need to keep you and your family safe. We will practice, whatever we need to do. Our customers, we need to protect and insulate our customers. And he said, and first and foremost, if you're sick, you need to stay home. If you're out of sick days, I don't care. You're going to get paid. He says, if you need to be home because the schools were canceling at that point, stay home with your children. You need to be there. You will get paid. So all of he was just so beautiful, and he was joking and he was calm, and he walked out and literally, Lorianne, you saw the whole room. The energy shifted. We all giggled a little bit more. And I said, and there you have it. That's the leader of your organization. Same organization, which is cute. Constant conversation with the one executive, and her admin was the last one to be set up at home to work remotely. Now, she has a very, very long commute. And so I said, how you doing? You're working remotely, right? And she said, no. She goes, today's my last day in. My admin, they're just hooking her up at home. And I didn't want her to be in the building alone. I just couldn't do that to her. Wow. Okay. And I thought, and that's what makes you so great, right? She's got this ridiculously long commute. I can't even tell you. Yet that admin being alone broke her heart. That's leadership. That's caring for your people. It's not, you're right. It's not just do as I say, not as I do, but she was living and breathing. That was the right thing to do for that employee, where she would feel overwhelmed and lonely and isolated. So these are the kinds of examples that I think we're talking about, right? Stepping up and showing concern and care for your employees and customers.
Right. So it's that empathy. Number one, you really have to show empathy during these times. Number two, when you speak to anyone, you have to have certainty around the things you control. And number three, you have to make sure you're in it for the long haul, that you're not going to be bolting or not be available. You've got to be available.
Absolutely.
People are calling me around silly little things that I normally wouldn't get questions on, but I am patiently talking to everyone because that they just need to hear something from me, and it doesn't matter if it's silly. They don't, or they tell me about a parent, or they tell me, or they spend an extra 30 minutes talking about their neighbor. It's okay now because that's what I'm here for.
Yeah.
Just like that's what you're here for.
Yeah, we have to breathe, and we're in this together. No one is walking out of this unscathed. No one.
Right.
No one in the world. I mean, this is a global pivoting moment for all of us. And I keep saying, Lorianne, I was talking at a show last week, and she's a delight from Austin, Texas. And her son is on The Walking Dead. And now he's done the crossover, The Fear of the Walking Dead. And I'm a fan of both. I watch both. And I love her son's character. He's white. But anyway, she said, you know, Austin, her son's name, real name is Austin. He said to her, oh my God, we're living through the apocalypse. And I said, and this, it's really true. It's a different type of apocalypse. And I said, but our world is doing a reboot. I think Mother Nature is saying, you humans, you kind of suck out there. We're doing a massive reboot, number one. I said, but number two, I think this is where humanity is really going to play a big role, and not just being fake about it, but truly having that humanity. And like you said, empathy, trust me that I'm going to lead you through this, and we're going to show up the other side. I'm not running away. We're part of this together. Everyone is affected. So I hope our show today has calmed people down. I hope we've given them a tip or two, as well. And we'd love your feedback. So please, I'm going to give you Lorianne's information first. So reach Lorianne at lorianreeves.com. And Lorianne is LORIANNEREEVS.com. Reach out to her if you have a specific question, to her email at lorianne@lorianreeves.com. Same thing on my end. Go to my website. There's a ton of information. WhitmanAssoce.com. And if you have questions for me, or I can help you in any way, I mean, people that know me know I am truly an email or phone call away, but email me at Connie@WhitmanAssoce.com. Again, Lorianne and I are here for you. We can help you. Sometimes you just need a sounding board of reason, someone who could step away and see the forest from the trees, for you. So please reach out to us. Share your comments, and you know, on our social media platforms, Lorianne and I will be posting this. We'd love your feedback. If you think we need to do another show, Lorianne, I know I'm putting you on the spot here, but I know you and I would both be happy to step in. If you want us to talk more about leadership, we certainly can do that. But give us your feedback. We're here to help. We're here to listen, and we're here to provide some real life, real examples of how to move forward. Anything else, Lorianne, before we end the show?
Whatever feedback we get, we can probably do an in-depth show on whatever topics are most popular, and I'm always open to that. And so I just want to say that out of fear can come actually good things if you sit and listen to yourself and figure out what you can do and can't do and move forward. Always move forward, even if it's just a half an inch a day right now. Just move forward, because when we're done with this, there are going to be a lot of opportunities for businesses. And just know that, and that your time will come. If it's not now, it'll be when we get past this.
You got to have the faith, guys. We're in this together. But I, well said. And my biggest thing, continue to learn. Read those books. I know some people like to read the smut. I'm not saying don't read the smut. Do what you need to do, right? We need to be entertained a little bit too. But read those self-development books that you've had on the shelf. If you've bought those online classes, start to develop your skills. Your own personal development is never a bad investment of time, and really of money. So keep moving forward. Well said. Thank you, Lorianne. Please give us feedback. We're here to help. I hope you will join me weekly as we question, build, and discuss. Change. Holy crap, the change we're going through right now is no one could have seen this coming. And we remember, everyone is feeling this change right here, right now. We're in it together. We're here to help you. Thank you again, Lori Ann, for being just such an amazing guest. Thank you all for listening. You're amazing. I love you all. My goofball side. I hope that you have a calm, peaceful, and inspired week. Think clearly, guys. Remain calm and think clearly. Thanks for tuning in.
You've been listening to Enlightenment of Change with Connie Whitman of Whitman & Associates. To learn more about Connie, visit her website, whitmanassoc.com. Thank you for tuning in. We're glad you were here.